Okay, 16 to 7. Spread it in front of him. The newspapers this morning. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning to you, Philip. Look, a psychiatrist has given evidence at this sexual harassment court case against the Speaker, Peter Slipper, and the Sydney Morning Herald is dealing with it. Court told Slipper had Ashby suicidal. Peter Slipper's staffer, James Ashby, he suffered chronic and pervasive mental health symptoms, primarily, according to the psychiatrist, as a result of his treatment in the office by the Speaker. And it's also suggested that James Ashby is distressed at being outed in the press as a homosexual. The Australian this morning looks at this with particular focus on the Attorney-General, Nicola Roxon, because she had personal briefings with Julian Burnside QC while he represented the Commonwealth in this case. She expressed dissatisfaction with the government's $50,000 settlement in Ashby's favour, $50,000. And as we learn this, of course, we learn of a new series of these adolescent text messages sent from the Speaker to his staff member. The word bitch is used, repeated references to female genitalia, and other series of texts not worth repeating on the program. The Australian's headline on this, Attorney General won't condemn the Speaker's misogynist comments, but Roxon's hand in Slipper case. A development from ABC on this on Late Line last night. The key independent, Tony Windsor, says, if true, these text messages raise questions over his, until now, ongoing support for Peter Slipper as Speaker.
If in fact they are true, I think it might raise other issues in terms of his capacity to maintain himself in that position.
That's the independent Tony Windsor. Look, the Canberra Times, we have the Prime Minister yesterday engaging in this Facebook question and answer session, the first time an MP's done that apparently, and the result? Trolls take time out of schedules to abuse Gillard. It was a Facebook question and answer session, primarily about the Gonski education reforms. People go online, ask the PM a question, she answers online. And mostly it went well. The Prime Minister's office said it was in fact a great success with only a tiny minority of negative comments, but the negative comments were extremely so. Participants made sexist and offensive comments about Ms. Gillard, one asking and putting their name to it as well, typing it in, how's your dad? Nicholas Frampton, or a person calling themselves that, writes, McPiss off, you red-headed bloody McClown. Clifford Cowell tells the Prime Minister, simply, get my dinner ready. And these were just the broadcastable comments. The Sydney Morning Herald, Roberto's last frenzied moments. Shirtless, barefoot, bleeding, the Brazilian student Roberto Laudisio Curti was lost in a drug-induced haze of paranoid anxiety and terror. This is the coroner's inquiry into the death of this 21-year-old Brazilian, repeatedly tasered by police. Roaming the streets in a pre-dawn light, this impressive and promising young man was on a tragic collision course with death. And many of the uniformed police in the public gallery had legal representation at the case yesterday. Their actions that night are expected to be examined closely during the two-week inquest. Why did the police taser 14 times? Were three partial cans of capsicum spray necessary? These are the questions that are to be asked. Questions asked in the Melbourne Age. Should have told police, says Stevens. Gillard never briefed on RBA bribery affair. This is the Reserve Bank Governor Glenn Stevens yesterday admitting it would have been prudent for the Australian Federal Police to have been told of corruption concerns within one of the bank's currency printing subsidiaries back in 2007. And it's almost since then that the Age has been doggedly on this story. The Australian Financial Review, Newman's $400 million QR booty. The Queensland government's generated a $400 million profit after selling more than half its stake in the railroad group QR National at a premium, despite the worsening outlook for commodity prices. And that's the papers this morning.
Thanks, James.